A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 24th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's human rights situation following two damning reports from human rights watchdogs, Amnesty International and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
eZimbabwe yebo ucindezelwa kwamalungelo abantu kusekhona amalungelo abantu abalwela amalungelo abantu sibabisa ngesilungu sesema human rights defenders asasengcupheni namanje luselude lona uhambe kusafanele luhanjwe eZimbabwe kodwa ke ekusingancoma nje kancane okwenzekile lonyaka odlule ukuthi uhulumeni uqedile lo mthetho lo okhuluma ngokuthi kushadiswe amantombazane asemancane
dotara sinanga namatorokana mijaka kurasika chaiko chaiko kutaika kwekwe kwatinoti kuumana ndokwakuitwa panapa nokuti kana vanhu vachitaura zvinhu zvisina kana basis vanogona kuvava nerimwe donzo kana zvimwe zvinangwa zvinoenderanawo nezvinangwa zvavo vanovapa mari other than that vatipe here pane mienzaniso yavatipe here zvavari kutaura.
Zimbabwe's constitution is almost 2 years old, so it's a long overdue, not only discussion but practical step to ensure that the country's laws comply with the constitution. But I think what's much more important is that after aligning the law with the constitution, is there going to be any change in the country? Because it is good to do the technical piece, but where it really matters is compliance with the laws once they've been aligned with the constitution. But also I think what is important is to prioritize, because there are other pieces of legislation that are more important. I think all laws are important, but there are others that are much more pressing.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's human rights situation.
Two leading human rights watchdogs, Amnesty International and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, have accused Harare of not respecting human rights. Amnesty International released this annual report saying the disappearance of prominent pro-democracy activist Idai Zamara in March last year remained unresolved. Indications are that freedom of expression, freedom of association, and freedom of assembly continued to be restricted, and a number of journalists were arrested.
In Harare, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights told Parliament told the Parliament's thematic committee on human rights that violations of Zimbabwean citizens' social and economic rights are increasing as a result of the deteriorating economic situation in the country. The lawyers also told the committee that they are concerned about the deteriorating human rights situation in the country and government's failure to find Zamara. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama dzadiwa nhasi tirau titinge tichitarisa ne mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Masangano maviri anoona nezvenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu anoti reAmnesty International pamwe nere Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ari kuti kodzero dzevanhu hadzisi kutevedzerwa munyika. Muri kutariswa kuti wabuda mumba maani uye pane vamwe vakuita mubhedha pamusoro pemutemo vasingatevedzeri mutemo. Vari kutarisaiwo nyaya dzakaita sekutsakatika kwavaitai Zamara mwedzi gumi nemumwe chete yapfuura. Vakapambwa kumba kwavo kuHarare nanhasi vasati vazivikanwa kuti vari kupi. Vasangano maira aya ari kutaurawo kuti hurumende iri kukweva makumbo pakuzadzikisa bumbiro remitemo, uye vari kutiwo zvimwe zviri kunetsa ndezvekuti urombo hwanyanyisa zvaakukonzerawo nyaya dzechioko mumwe nezvimwe zvakadaro daro, vachisimbisa asi kunyanya kuti nyaya dzekodzero. Gibbs. adzina kumira zvakanaka muZimbabwe.
Ye, uibeka kahle ke indaba yethu namhlanje ke blessing njengokuyibeka kwakho. Ye, zulukandaba namhlanje sixoxa ngakhona okwenzakala okwedulwe iAmnesty International leZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Inhlanganiso lezi zibika ukuthi kukhanyazani ke eZimbabwe khona ngale isekelo sombuso welizwe asikalungiswa ngemfanelo. Njalo ilungelo loluntu lokho linyathezelwa khona ngale eZimbabwe. So ke bacela uhulumende ukuthi ngakuyenzakala ngake kuyalungiswa konke lokho. Kuthi ke imithetho enye ethize elokhu ilengalenga engayihambelani lesisekelo sombuso esitsha ilungiswe. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo lifone kanye salifonela khona ngapho ngemakhaya 001 202 619 2077. Sifisa ukulazisa njalo ukuthi sikuFacebook la ku Twitter njalo la ku WhatsApp. So khulumani sizwe izulu kandaba kunjalo mfowethu.
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. That is Mr. Marufu Mandevere. He's a human rights lawyer. He's doing his studies here at American University in Washington, D.C. Mr. Mandevere, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. And we are also being joined by Mr. Steven Sibanda of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, Babu. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Mandevere. We know that you are here in USA, but you are writing a lot about what is happening in Zimbabwe. And, of you know, what is happening right now is that lawyers for human rights are saying, you know, the Constitution has not been aligned, and the increasing state of human rights violations is concerning. So, at the end of the day, what could be your comment on some of these things?
Oh, I agree that the Zimbabwe has a new constitution. Everybody was happy that we have a new constitution, but there's not been any serious move towards realigning our laws to the new constitution. So as we are now, we have a disparity between the laws and the constitution. And I'm of the view that most of the laws which are there are unconstitutional. So for me, for now, we only have a constitution and we don't have any laws. And there's no seriousness on the part of the government in respect of aligning the laws to the new constitution. That is my view on that.
Thank you, Mr. Mandevere. Please do stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Sibanda. Now, Mr. Sibanda, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and Amnesty International have talked about Itai Dzamara. You worked with Itai Dzamara, and they are saying the government is not doing enough to find him. He disappeared 11 months ago. Are you at least happy that these organizations are keeping pressure on the government to do something?
Yeah, certainly I'm happy about these organizations who are putting so much pressure to the government. But I'm equally worried about the government's stance. You know, the government is not playing its role, is not playing its part in trying to find the whereabouts of Itai Dzamara. And what annoys me is that, you know, Zimbabwe boasts of having the best security in the region, if not the best in the continent. And someone is reported missing in a nation like Zimbabwe. You know, is that possible and is that true? If Zimbabwe government was deeper to find the whereabouts of Itai Dzamara, they would have done it long back.
So you really feel not enough is being done?
Yeah. The government is not playing its part, is not playing its role. You know, which leaves us with more vexing questions than seeking answers about the whereabouts of our colleagues.
Gibbs.
Yes, we will just spend that thing around him because xa usubona ngakhona okwenzakalayo uzwa ke amagodi khonona kangaka esithi ilungelo loluntu ngazani liyephulwa, kambe ubona ngazani kuya ngaphi khonoko nxa sukukhangele wena?
Ngokubona kwami angiboni ubana singathi amalungelo abantu ayaqakathekiswa elizweni laseZimbabwe. Akula ngathi ulungelo loluntu eZimbabwe. Ama-rights abantu ayephulwa nsuku zonke, ayephulwa sikhathi sonke.
Lina ngokugijinyiswa kwenu ligijima nsuku zonke, kumbe kwesinye isikhathi bayaliqolela? Kuhamba njani khona ngale e-Africa Unity Square?
Yeah, esikhatini bayasixolela, esikhatini bayasigijimisa ikakhulu ngokuphakama kwezama ovesi lokho. Ngathi asila, we are not guaranteed ukubana bazasekelela. Ngazama ukuthi sisukume kahle.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So he says, you know, what is happening in Zimbabwe is very disturbing, because at times, you know, they go to the Africa Unity Square to engage in protests, and they don't get beaten up whatsoever, but it only comes once, and it's very painful when it happens. Yeah.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri vaMandevere. Asi tichitaurawo nevamwe muZANU PF, tambotaura navaNick Mangwana vanova sachigaro weZANU PF kuUK uko, vachitaura kuti aiwa nyaya yebumbiro remutemo iri kugadziriswa. Uye vati munyika dzakaita sana America mune anonzi macold cases evanhu vanenge vakamboshayika vasingazikanwa kuti vari kupi. Nekudaro semaonero avo, avaone paine zvinhu zvinonyanyotyisa nekutsakatika kwavadzamari.
Maonero anondishamisa chose. Chekutanga nyaya yebumbiro remutemo vangataura kuti pane zviri kugadziriswa, nekuti nguva yacho yareba. Constitution pachizva yakanyorwa makore mashoma pane nguva yazitorwa kuti mitemo yanga ichingovapo igadziriswa. Mukaona paizonyorwa bumbiro remutemo pai, vanhu vaiziva mitemo yaifanira kunge yakachinjwa neyaifanira kugadziriswa. Ndosaka tichiona bumbiro remutemo mitemo mizhinji yatiri kuchallenja kumakoti uku ichibviswa, nokuti mitemo yaizikanwa yakaipa inozikanwa. Asi ngoti hapana chido chevanhu vane masimba ekuti vachinje mitemo. Ndozvandiri kuona izvi. Zvinoshamisa chose kana vanhu vachiti kunyangarika kwavadzamara hakufaniri kutyisa, nekuda kwekuti kuda kuamerika unomwe munhu anombonyangarika. Handioni sekuti zvinogona kufanana, nokuti nyaya yadzamara inyaya yekuti inyaya yehombe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Rambai henyu muri parunare. Tinenge tine vateereri vaviri vatatu. Unani Gibbs?
Iye, nginogodlwayo mahlabathwale kunangale ke eSouth Africa. Godlwayo, ungaunjani?
Hayi, ngisaphilile mnjani.
Hayi mbijana, kunjani egolo? Use-Gauteng, ungaphi wangkhona?
Hayi, ngikhona ngapha kube-Emele ngapha.
Oye, kunjani Emele?
Hayi, kurayithi nje kancane, kuyasesesesa nje namhlanje.
Iye, nathi udabe ekudwini lapha, ungathini ke mnumzana Godlwayo?
Yabona, mina ngigodla amathala ayithwale ukuthi indaba le yabantu abangana bayizwisisi kahle duze. Yazi ukuthi nxa sikhuluma nge-human rights, kasikhulumi ngokudubula abantu, ukubulala abantu, lokhana kwenzakala kugugrawundi. Hhayi, lapha sikhuluma ngokuthi right nanku ukudla, indlala ibhahile elizweni, there's so much hunger in the country. But you find that ukuthi ngona akula effort eyenzakalayo ukuthi abantu bathole lokhu kudla, kulungiselwe lokhu kudla. Ufake wonke ama-resources, wonke ama-stakeholders acelwe ukuthi khonkhona madoda nansi indlala isingeni lekhaya sithini ngayo. But you find ukuthi khonkhona i-government is breaking its feet. Now, as it is right now, emasingo, one of the reasons why it's left, it's drought stricken, akula kudla. And then the father of the nation who decides to go and make the bash, it's just as good as a father who go and sells a goat. A checker who has a shape of a land poop, a school of Malay, a train at a young Abuna land with a car, a yellow suit, a diamond in the one I can't. I'm a little bit of Abantana right now. Baba Fung, Abantana, the professor of school, a basic human right. Abantu eHarare right now kunabantu esebelahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ngemikhuhlane esukele emanzini, but nobody is taking care about that. IHarare kunabantu kade bezizamela izindlu zabo demolished. Violation of human rights. Kade abantu bakhuluma ngo-Itai Dzamara. Nobody is taking care about it. And umuntu has got i-courage ukuthi hayi e-America kulalokho. Lapha sikhuluma ngeZimbabwe, umntwana eZimbabwe esingamboniyo esimfuna ephila. Then we will tell America. So America is not wrong. That's the land. America is wrong. I send them into a right. It's America. I will not lie. That's why we are not going to be. At the same time, I want to have a character. We are going to be Zimbabwe. We are going to be. You pity those people. Is that not human rights violation? Iconstitution yethu isilamalanga iminyaka yabunjwa, but we are still breaking sithi ukuthi siyaligne kuhle sikwazi ukuthi amalezi ahambe ahamba njani. Now at the same time you find that ukhona people are busy making amabashes, busy preparing this and that, but there is nothing that is being effort to put izamela abantu lokhu ukudla kwabantu. Ama informal traders akade bezizamela to earn an honest living bachayile. Right? Ema abantu bemarangi ababehlezi phezu kwe-diamond ngokungazi abantu benkosi basusele chaya abantu abanye abantu babulawa asingakwazi about almost about 160 people were killed emarangi. And then nobody is saying, okay, I see human that channel. I will pull out your cook. Who will you mumble? Abanye abantwana kathesi right now. Abalazi is the cousin. The sababan katalele skolabala bolima usababule just because of amatamuns. And the people were forcibly removed. And those people received no compensation at all. That's a human rights violation.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, you find that kathesi ama hovet. They were trying to whatever they were organizing. Bachayiwe but labana of course bachayi angithi ngabahleka kodwa ke ngithi khona bafunde isifundo ukuthi attend prepare a concoction of medicine baza kunathisa kwendaba bathi akukuzwe babazisile right
abantu kodwa
abangasekhaya bachaya abantu ngama election umuntu ehamba ireporter sengithayiwe lapha ngithayi ngibantu bani bafake yena insimbi lowo muntu
yeah Peter Ramafutsha
kade sinamba sokuthwaye bona sekufuna sikhale lapha hawu bantu azameni into ezingono ezimbabwe ezimbabwe to do this ama human rights ayenzakala ezimbabwe so ayesaveka amazwi wonke ungazifike ngathi interview omunye indoda wathi sechina kambe china kusedunzele ezimbabwe
yeah
ayi human rights kufanele ngathi sekhasi labantwana sikhulisa abantwana asikho ekhaya
siyabonga kodlwayo hayi siyakwazi ukuthi ilanga lingatshona uyitshayile kodwa sibili kodlwayo siyabonga kakhulu
Yes.
Ye, mahlaba idwale ungadinwa nokusasa uphenduke phela.
Hayi ngizaphenduka eduze.
Hayi sibongile baba eGodlwayo.
Yebo baba.
Yeah, so that was Mr. Godlwayo. He's really sad about what is happening in Zimbabwe. He says there are so many basic and fundamental rights that mm-hmm. are being violated. You mentioned education, you mentioned health, and said some people, you know, one person already has died of diarrhea and so forth. So he says those are fundamental human rights. You know, if somebody dies, people should be concerned. He also mentioned the issue of the demolition of houses in Harare. He says, why do we have to go to that kind of length, you know, to destroy somebody's house without putting the necessary measures to curb such things? He mentioned, okay, in the disappearance of Itai Tsamara, you know, a lot of things. So at the end of the day, he says, what is happening in Zimbabwe is very sad. Tinemwe mtereri kubotswana vandlovu, makadi vandlovu. Vandlovu makadi nare avandlovu inenge iri kunetsa iyi regaiti dzokere kuna vamandevere mandevere muripo here parunare Mr. Mandevere yes let's talk about you know people are like the last caller was talking about fundamental human rights Zimbabwe the constitution is a brilliant, brilliant Bill of Rights. Why do we continue to face these problems?
Oh, okay. As I've said previously and I state now,
mm-hmm.
We created a very new constitution, but we gave it to the old regime which has been used to operate under a draconian constitution and piece of legislation. So when we change the constitution, they never changed their actions. They never changed the manner of doing business. So the manner of doing business remained the same under a new constitution. So there's a clear disrespect of the new constitution. It's like as if we've done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'll give a clear example. Is in respect of the demolitions of houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Section 74 is very clear. Only a court can give an order allowing demolition of houses. So really, really, for the government to destroy houses without court orders is clearly unlawful, it's clearly unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. But these are people who are not who are fond of ruling unlawfully and unconstitutionally.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mandere. Please do stay on the line. Rega Timbo try Jakare Van Love Gubotswana. Magadi Van Love.
Hey, Tiripo Magadi blessing.
Aiwa Tirina and Nastructora Nyaya e Kuchkor Wakeko Zero Zevanu. Ma Sangana Gaita Samnist International Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights Arguti Kozero Zevan at Zguchenkete Zwasves and UPF Arguti Ma Sangana Kajinji Aninga Chita Shido Zevan Wanwapa Mari. Munotukudi.
Chinoneza ndichokuti mukataura nevanhu vezanupf mukataura zviri against zviri kuitika background vanoita sevanhu vakazvarwa namai vamwe chete nababa vamwe chete nekuti zvavanotaura vanoramba zvinhu zviri kuitika tarisai panadzamara ane nguva akutokwanisa gore asati awanikwa asi kuri kunzi kodzero dzevanhu dziriko Zimbabwe. But izvozvo zvinhu zvisiri zvikati zvinhu zviri kutoitika ende vanadzamara vasirivo vega vatanga kutoshayikwa. Pane vanhu vakati kuti vanoshayikwa vachingonzi vanyangarika vamwe vachifa zvisinganzwisiki. Zvese izvozvo ikodzero dzevanhu dzinge dzichikanganiswa.
Asi kavari kuti mukatarisa kana kuBotswana ikoko kune vanhu vanombonyangarikawo nekudaro vari kuti zvinhu zvagara zvinoitika.
It's not natural. Zvinhu zvagara zvinongoitika zvega. Asi zvinhu zvinotoitika kutokanganisa kodzero dzemunhu bhozi munhu ane marights ake kuti akwanise kutaura zvaanoda nezvaanofunga. But tikatarisa semuZimbabwe is worse. Muno muzviri nani bhozi umwe munotonzwa achitaura achitochoropodza president pamepo. Asa ungawani kuuya achinzi munhu iye aita mhosva kana kusungwa kuenda kujeri. Asi kunyika kwedu ukangotova mugabe vanga vakadai uchitaura chokwadi unotongopomerwa imwe mhosva ukaenda kujeri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vandlovu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Azvita blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tine mumwe mutereri vahongwe. Makadi vahongwe?
Tiripo muchidike iwo.
Aiwa tiripo. Mudzore volume yeradio yenyu mbichana kana mune radio nekuti inoita maungira hatizonzwa nani.
Haa, ndina radio pano mbandiri.
Okay, taura yenyu tinzwe.
Yai yekudoda vanhu vezanupiefu vangaramba zvavo kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri kuchikorwa. Ndinotaura kudai izvozvi ndiri kumwe nezvewest kumasengo province. Ivote kechi iri muhadhi 8. Muhadhi 8 imomo ini ndiri member MDCT ndichene nemwe nezvewest. Asi ichi iri kuitika muhadhi 8 ndekuti pana vanhu veMDCT vari kutonyinywa chikafu nechikonzero chekuti ndeveMDCT. Ndoda kukotera good example yekuti kuna ward chairperson ane Jose Mandani ari imomo. Hatisi kutaura ecase yavanhu vasipi vari tsingarirani ari imomo. Echairman wezanupiefu wakatoita musangano namasubs namasekretary avo akabva atoporomisa demo chaivo kuti whoever anota provide food kumunhu weMDCT anotosangana nedemo. Ndotorina organizing secretary wangu akati kwa scratch off aniti tinovavimba mupari ari avangaramba zvavo itsika yavo kuti vanoramba chokwadi chinenge chichiitika kodzero dzavanhu dziri kuchikorwa zvakaipa.
Asi makaenda kunomhanara here kumapurisa kuti ndiwo zviri kuitika izvi?
Kechi ngati takaigarira pasi nezero saka atiine state forward tione kuti tingabuda nei.
Nekuti nyange yevamugabe vanenge vanga vachiti pafaniri kupuwa munhu chikafu zvichitariswa kuti kaabuda mbamani.
Asi ndozviri kuitika chimwe chiri kundinetsa for example pamurume unoyu vamangwana ava avo vamangwana vari kure zvikuru nokuno kuZimbabwe saka ngavarege kutaura zvinhu vasingavoni kana kuva zviri pagiraund isusu watakin from the ground tiri pagiraund ezvispeak izvozvo kodzero dzavanhu dziri kuchiowa dzakaipa izvo ndine umwe Stephen Madhura angari headman akadeflecta from zanupf yamugabe achienda kwana mudhuru akatoredza headman nekutadhigo kwaangana kokwade puwa umwe munhu izvi zviri kutoitwa nachifu nezuro chifu nezuro achitotaura achitovasiyoganoti pasina Madhura.
Haiwa zvakaoma
ndikutaura zvinhu zviri kurirama vamangwana iya vari kutaura yekuti kwai constitution iri kunonoka kuimplementwa nekuti nyika ina marinhema Inerikulo tandikwa na mugabi ni Saturday irikulo kandwa kure $800,000 saka imari mitamba yeri kana yanga kacha pa constitution
I want to note that zvikuru vaugwe
I am not because everything is going to be structured, even if he brings to him in the brilliant. And it is because a good man. So I do that time, Marie is there.
Mm-hmm. I want to note that as Guru Aungwe. Neupinia mchirongwa chedu.
Thank you,
gentlemen. You heard from Mr. Aungwe there in Maswingo. He's talking about the politicization of food. And he's not buying Mr. Nick Mangwana's argument that the provisions of the Constitution are not being fulfilled simply because the country is broke. He's saying certainly that's not true, but it's a cause for concern if there is this politicization of food, something that we are eager to make a follow-up, Gibbs.
It's good to be here in most cases because people say what they want, and indeed, this is a very free forum, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As long as people don't insult each other,
exactly,
they can talk anything. You still remember the cacao tree in Greece, you know?
Yes.
That's where democracy started. But the democracy that we have right here, we're not beating our own chest, but we're saying indeed, we include everyone
indeed,
instead of kids and, you know, other people. Yes. Yes, you have a chuma. Yes, chuma, unjani.
Kona ringandani
nyaphila kwalithi kunja lapho khona kona
hayi ngakho lapha ukuthela nje manje uyachisa chisa nje
ye so akusiyelo ngathi ngodaba lolu
ubalo luzima kakhulu yamanga lemuntu ngasithi abantu bakhuluma manga kule democracy ezindaweni abantu abantu lokuyo kudinga kakhulu kwa kuna ngikhululeka lapha
I'm not going to be able to do it. Yeah, he's saying who's got this Pompeo Laguna. Yeah, Kubega Baba, Kubega Echu. Yeah, I see, Silungi Lakul, Kubega Chuma. What chat in Jalong and Yumu, when you're moving on?
Ah, we're saying, come in, that's what we're doing. We're going to run to the party that's the same. So, the community house.
Yes, yeah, so according to Mr. Chuma, there is absolutely no democracy in Zimbabwe. He says you can say what you want, but what you utter is not guaranteed, you know, after talking anything. So he says you have to be careful when you say certain things, especially politics.
And let's go back to Mr. Sbanda. Mr. Sbanda, are you still on the line? Maybe we'll try to connect with him after this short break. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned. Remember to actually connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp. Stay tuned.